Forget the history books, at least for a moment. Nothing captures history better than a photograph. And when the camera is in the hands of the National Geographic photographers, you know that it's not just any moment and that nobody does it better than them. 35 photographs at the Archaeological Museum in Zagreb show Croatia from the first time it was covered in the year 1908 until today. It's not only the beauty of the country that's captured in these photos, says the curator intern Ozren Domiter.
Well, we stand in front of the photo taken by Melville Chater in 1928, which is called Transport of the Travelers, which is quite funny because one of the travelers in here, which is just being settled on board, is a cow. So, as we can see, the exhibition is not only about the sceneries, but also about the daily activities of people in Croatia.
Old markets and women with baskets on their heads by the seaside. 20 confused sheep on a boat about to head to an unknown destination. Musicians with old traditional instruments. This is only the black and white beginning that leads you into the more colorful part of this photographic journey. The editor-in-chief of the Croatian version of National Geographic had the difficult job of making the selection from more than 300 photos of Croatia. Hrvoje Prčić says he wanted to show Croatia's development in the last century.
Exhibition is a kind of documentary. Stories from National Geographic actually are the visual history of Croatia. You can live that past through the eyes of the photographers. So everybody can see our history, not only in archaeological way, but ethnological way, culture way. It's very educational.
For the young curator Ozren Domiter, Archaeological Museum is the ideal place to show Croatia in the yellow frame.
Idea and the main goal of this exhibition is to raise awareness level for heritage in common, but it's also to communicate. And such a strong journal with its Croatian edition can help us to raise that awareness among society and to, in some case, make heritage more popular.
Even though there are a few photos taken in the last few years, like the cathedral in Zagreb as we know it today or the arena in Pula, it's the old photographs, some of them colored by hand, that capture your attention the most.
I wanted to present something that young people couldn't see before. So I wanted to show the life that we are not familiar with, to show some values from the past that we lost and maybe we should rebuild it again. They cannot believe their eyes when they see how we lived 100 years ago.
What impresses me more are the photos of old Zagreb, of Zagreb as it was 50, 60, 70 years ago, which is quite strange to me to see the cars driving around the square Ban Jelačić, statue of Ban Jelačić orientated counterclockwise. So these are some interesting details because I am from Zagreb and this is the Zagreb as I have never had chance to see it that way.
Croatia will stay in the yellow frame until the 5th of July. The tickets cost 20 kunas. If you love history, Croatia, or simply photography, this exhibition may just be your thing.